atop pinnacle platform, the force grew heavy and still, for most of those present knew the truth, that the Jedi had not heard the call of the oppressed. The Jedi Council had sent Sathias and Avinoam to Blaudu Sextus not to free the Octusi, but to discover who was inciting the rebellion and put an end to it before it resulted in just this kind of massacre. But the mission had gone terribly awry. The two Jedi Knights had found themselves caught in circumstances that dictated they follow their hearts rather than their orders. And because of their decision, they had found themselves on Live Hollow doing exactly what Jedi were supposed to do. It had the will of the Force written all over it. And Saba, at least, understood the message. The Jedi had lost their way, shying away from a fight with Dala when they should be taking bold action and moving against the galaxy's enemies. All of them. She stepped away from the Solos and turned toward Kenth Hamner, who had been watching the events unfold with Silgal, Kyle, and a couple of other masters. His face was white with shock and dismay, but at least she saw no anger in it. He understood as well as she did why the two Jedi Knights had involved themselves as they had. Why they had not stood idly by while a journalist was slain and thousands of innocents slaughtered. Perhaps this was not going to be as difficult as she feared. After what they had seen, perhaps even Kenth Hamner would agree that the time for action had come. Saba took a moment to center herself, letting out a series of long, calming breaths and taking in the view. While they had been watching the events on Blaudu Sextus, the crew comet had landed unnoticed and was now sitting on its struts, its cone-shaped nose still glowing white with entry heat, wisps of steam rising off its hull. But the ramps remained up and the airlock sealed, a sign, no doubt, that Zek and the others had been watching the same report and were still sitting in the passenger cabin, as shocked as everyone outside. Saba reached out to the shuttle in the Force, welcoming the passengers home, but also checking to make certain that she recognized their presences. The Jedi had just entered a new and dangerous era, with enemies moving against them, both here on Coruscant and in the galaxy at large. They could not afford to be complacent, not even in their own temple. Perhaps especially not in their own temple. When she was rewarded with the warm touch of half a dozen familiar Force presences, Saba nodded to herself, then let out a long breath and started toward Grand Master Hamner. He was already on his comlink, issuing orders through temple communications. Whatever happened next, she could not grow angry. It was not impossible that he had reached the same conclusion she had, and even if he had not, she would need to remain calm to win the support of her fellow masters.